everyone. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Peace upon you all. My name is Abu Bakr. I was one of the participants on the Global Sumud Flotilla. A non-violent mission made up of 496 ordinary civilians from 46 different countries that were doing what our government should have done, and that was to break the siege on Gaza. I just landed on Friday morning, so I apologize, I haven't prepared anything. I've been trying to get some rest and trying to recover after a, I guess, difficult journey. But there is a few things that I want to highlight. Firstly, I want to thank you all so much for the love, support, solidarity that you guys showed to try to get us out of those prisons, to try to free us from being kidnapped. This just shows we are community, we have a heart, and nothing can change that. They stole all my belongings, but what they didn't know is I have a community back home that is worth way more than everything that they stole. When I first arrived to prison, I was thrown into a cage 4 by 6 meters with 83 other men. I was unaware of where I was. They refused to tell us. So I took this as an opportunity to look outside the cage and see, is there anything, any sign that could tell me where I was? There was nothing. But in the distance, I saw 3 police officers holding 2 Palestinians, hands chained, feet chained, blindfolded. They were being escorted to, I have no idea. And when I was released out of prison, I was so happy. But I thought, I've been freed, but what about those 2 Palestinians that I saw at the same time that I was brought to prison? I was freed alongside the other activists, but what about the 10,000 Palestinian hostages that are being held in prisons? Innocent mothers, innocent children, innocent fathers that have been stripped of their right of humanity, that have been stripped of everything. And our government is complicit in every one of these acts. Penny Wong. There's a lot of children, so I'll keep it PG. But she had the audacity to say, we manufacture non-lethal parts for the F-45.
Baby killers!
And this was being played on repeat in my mind while I was in prison. Why? Because we were only 20 kilometers away from Gaza. We had no access to a clock, but I knew when it was midnight. Why? Because as soon as midnight struck, we had dozens of fighter jets flying over our prison, making their way to Gaza to destroy innocent lives, to destroy Gaza. Yet she has the audacity to say we are manufacturing non-lethal parts. What non-lethal part is there of an F-45, of a fighter jet? We are manufacturing weapons that are taking the lives of innocent children. This will always be Australia's history, a history of supporting genocide of the Aboriginal people, a history of supporting the genocide of the Palestinian people that had time and time and time and time again to prove their humanity. They had time and time and time again to change their views, but they were comfortable. They are comfortable standing there with their hands covered in the blood of the Palestinians. So we'll continue our fight. Palestine is not free. Palestine is still occupied. Palestine is still under apartheid. 10,000 Palestinians are still being held hostage. So we'll continue our fight. And I just want to end with one final thing. Talking here today really does mean a lot to me. And the reason I say this is because in prison, we were humiliated, we were tortured, we were abused, I was kicked, I was slapped, I was humiliated. And they did this with the goal that I will come home and I remain silent. But to those IDF soldiers, to those Israeli soldiers,
coward!
To those Israeli prisoners,
coward!
That thought they could silence us, look now, we will never be silent. They thought they could use their violence and their terrorism against us to place fear in our hearts, to scare us. But let me tell you something. Do not allow yourself to be scared. Do not allow them to place fear in your heart, because there is nothing to fear when you're on the right side of history. Free Palestine!